Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. I've got Mad Lib books to prove it. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right about now, just like Bob Cohen predicted, it is time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. You knew coming out of last week that we were running a little bit, well, I had leftovers at the end of the show, had a little bit of a backlog, and then we had a couple of majors today or this week. So here we are. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes it's easier to do an all radio obituary episode than it is to do a regular one. I said it. Free association accepted. But it's okay. I don't mind too much if you don't mind too much. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's long. You just don't know. You don't know what you're going to get in an all radio obituary episode. But we have moved officially into winter break here at Tufts. I thought I had another week, but nope. Tom from Hypnopompia, he is on break now. So we are officially able to spill into the next hour if we wish. We won't be going too late because I didn't realize that in time. So just a little bit. Mere minutes, 15 minutes maybe, unless I start yakking too much, which, let's all admit, it has been known to happen. I mentioned those Mad Lib books off the top. I'll come back to those a little bit later in the program, just because we've been discussing them here together. One of my favorite things about these break times, those are what I'm going to call them, when no one's following and I can just do whatever and not worry about the clock so much is that I can actually talk to you and tell you little stories and not feel like I'm cutting into the content. I could just cut the content before I got here and have more time to talk, but that's hard too. Everything's so hard. That's not really true. Being here at Bubbles in the Think Tank is easy. It's the place to be. And I see that you are all over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Facebook chat group. Yes, it's hard to say sometimes. But thanks all for being there and tuned in and ready to go with the silliness. And as I said, it is time for the radio obituaries. Before we start them off, hold on, Freddy. I gotta remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. We are still in the transitional technology time of my life right now, so wish me luck as we do this for a second week. Hopefully by next week everything's going to be all leveled out and right again, but let's see how that rolls. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Martin Armiger. He was an Australian musician, record producer, and composer. He was the singer, songwriter, and guitarist with the Melbourne-based rock band The Sports. Remember them? The Sports? From 1978 through 81, they had 30 hits on the Kent Music Report singles chart. That's the Australian charts. Their big one was Don't Throw Stones in 1979, but there was also Strangers on a Train and How Come. Martin Armiger just passed away at 70. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
from God religious things twice. I see the odds out, I turn my back. I hear the train coming out.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Browning Bryant, the American singer-songwriter whose greatest commercial popularity was before and during his early teens. He became successful singing folk pop that was considered to be uncharacteristically mature and introspective for a pre-teen heartthrob. In 1969, he generated international sales that led him to be on the Merv Griffin Show, the Mike Douglas Show, Ed Sullivan, Kraft Music Hall, and The Tonight Show. And he went on to a brief Vegas career. But in 1974, his last album was released, and it was produced by Alan Toussaint. And most of the songs were written by Alan Toussaint. What? Browning Bryant just passed away at 62. Let's start with one of those, and then we'll follow it up with one of those songs that actually doesn't come up very often at all. But we're gonna kick it on the one of those songs list. What the heck? What the heck? We can do whatever we want around here as part of the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Okay, let's try this again. One moment, please. We should be able to make this work. Or not. It previewed just fine. Okay, we'll go to that song first. And then we'll come back to this one right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You
The next radio obituary is for Jonathan Miller. He was an English theater and opera director, actor, author, television presenter, humorist, and medical doctor. Neuropsychology, I think it was. Oh, I'm sorry, neurology, not neuropsychology. But after his medical training in the 50s, he became prominent in the 1960s when he joined the comedy review of Beyond the Fringe with Peter Cook, Dudley Moore, and Alan Bennett. He went on to direct operas in the 70s, all the way into the 80s. He later ran the Old Vic and was also a presenter of more than a dozen BBC documentaries. Sir Jonathan Miller just passed away at 85. Let us play a piece that has the name of one of those songs, but is clearly not one of those songs. I figured you could keep up with me on that one as part of the next radio obituary for Jonathan Miller right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
How will it be, this end of which you have spoken, Brother Emo?
Aye!
How will it be?
Well, it will be as 'twere a mighty rending in the sky, you see. And the mountain shall sink, you see, and the valley shall rise, you see, and great shall be the tumult thereof.
Will the veil of the temple be rent in twain?
The veil of the temple will be rent in twain. About 2 minutes before, we see the sign of the manifest flying beast head in the sky head.
Oh. And will there be a mighty wind, Brother Ennis?
Certainly there'll be a mighty wind, if the word of God is anything to go by.
And will this wind be so mighty as to lay low the mountains of the earth?
No, it will not be quite as mighty as that. That is why we have come up on the mountain, see, you stupid nit, to be safe. Up here upon the mountain we shall be safe. Safe as houses.
But what will happen to the houses, Brother?
Oh, well, naturally, the houses will all be swept away and consumed by the fire what is in the heaven and on the earth, and serve them right.
And shall we be consumed?
Consumed? No, we shall not be consumed. We shall be up on the mountain here, you see, while millions burn, having a bit of a giggle.
When will it be, this end of which you have spoken?
Aye!
When will it be?
In about 30 seconds' time, as far as I can see, according to the very ancient scrolls and my Omega watch.
Shall we compose ourselves?
Good plan, Brother Pibby. 15 seconds.
Have you got the tin food?
Yes.
10 seconds.
Got the tin opener.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Now is the end. Perish the world.
It was GMT, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite the conflagration I'd been banking on. Never mind, lads. Same time tomorrow. We must get a winner one day.
Years ago, when I was a medical student, I became rather interested in those curious shops down the Charing Cross Road. Those rather curious shops which always seem to feature rupture appliances. I never quite understood why it is that trusses feature so prominently in these shops. Is it some indication of the strenuousness of the life in that Anyway, I became very interested in the books that they sold there. And after having made many attempts to pass the window and see what was in them without making it apparent that I was doing something... I decided to make a sort of sociological survey, along sort of Lionel Trilling lines, of the sort of people who bought these sorts of books. So I went into one of these shops and I said to the man, I made my way through a sort of foliage, a sort of jungle foliage of trusses and rupture plants. And there he was, sort of at the very end of the shop, hanging from one of these trusses, like a sort of lemur. And I said, who buy these books that you sell in the window of this shop? And he said, well, sir, it's mainly a young married couple who's wanting to know your wherefore and why. I said, yes, well, I can understand your young married couples wanting to buy books like sexual hygiene in marriage and things of that sort, but surely young married couples don't buy books on a history of flogging in the Army, Navy and Air Force. he agreed with me that it was a different class of person what bought those books. And I said, yes, what class of person is it what buys those books? He said, well, sir, it's a more mature class of person. I said, what sort of mature class? And he said, well, so it falls into two groups, two cagatries, you might say. One class is like yourself, students. After all, perversions are in your curriculum. And your second class, sir, by far your largest class, is your straight warped. It's your straight warped types that buys these books, sir. And then he leant forward conspiratorially across the counter and said, if you want my opinion, sir, there's only one cure for these types, these people want books on flogging. So I leant forward, anxious to hear new developments in psychotherapy. And he said, there's only one cure for these people, sir. It's a song in the face, a kick in the guts, and flog them to death, sir. That's neither here nor there, though.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Eric Morena, the French singer. He had a hit in 87 that peaked at number 22. And his career was largely in the late 1980s. Eric Morena just passed away at 68. It's a very short obit. But he's still the cleanup radio obituary right here. And Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You be, you be, mais moi la terre est tournée au pays de l'amour. You be, j'ai envie de chanter, chanter et chanter. Tanto quece, chante plus fort que les trompettes. Youpi, je suis le torero de l'amour. Je suis de réussir.
Eh oui,
youpi, les femmes me sourient, un jeune chien me suit. Des mamans d'avis des lumières, un petit pauvre des paupières.
Youpi,
je suis le torero.
Oh, oh, oh,
de la
Je suis bon.
Il est bon.
Je suis laid.
Il est laid.
Je suis gros.
Now for a radio obituary for Jimmy Cavallo, the American musician best known for performing with his band in the 1956 movie Rock, 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 produced by DJ Alan Freed. One of his bands, Jimmy and the House Rockers, were the first white band to play at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. And that was at the movie's release. He got his start when he came out of the Navy around 1946 or so, and he formed a band, the Jimmy Cavallo Quartet, which was considered to be one of the world's first white R&B bands. I find that a very difficult thing to accept, but whatever. But they played Wynonie Harris, Louis Jordan, Hucklebuck Williams, and originals. They played in the beach music or the, quote, shag scene, unquote, all over North Carolina. That's what got him into rock, rock, rock. Jimmy Cavallo just passed away at 92. It's the radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We had a five-piece band and they played all night. They played Viennese waltzes and it was all right. Don't move me no more. Don't move me no more. Unless it's rock and roll. Don't move me no more. I met a fine little girl. She said I was a real square. She said that long hair music just wasn't anywhere. Don't move me no more. Don't move me no more. Unless it's rock and roll, it don't move me no more. Now she taught me how to dance till I danced like a fool. She said, come on, daddy, now that's a real cool. Don't move me no more. Don't move me no more. Unless it's rock and roll, you don't move me no more. Street, they got a real swinging band that plays the big beat. Don't move me no more. Don't move me no more. Unless it's rock and roll, they don't move me no more. When the place start jumping and everybody start to play rock and roll music till the early light. Don't move me no more. Don't move me no more. Unless it's rock and roll, you don't move me no more. Unless it's rock and roll, it won't move me no more.
Thank you. sure look good to me. Ooh wee, you sure look good to me. You're driving me crazy, I'm as happy as a man can be.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are in the middle of an all-radio obituary episode here tonight. It only made sense after already generating a backlog so early in the new radio obituary year. And having a little time off, doing the radio obituary retrospective, all that stuff. It all contributes. Not that it really matters. Hopefully you're enjoying it. I think I'm having a good time, so hopefully you are too. I did want to go back to a little something that happened over in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Well, it didn't really happen there. Well, we've been talking about this for a little while, and I put up a photograph tonight of the Mad Lib books that I was actually able to give away after I made the very important life decision a few weeks ago that I was going to get rid of all of the Mad Lib books from the Bubbles in the Think Tank original, Unsanitary Outhouse, Bubbles in the Think Tank East, whatever. I don't even know which shows anymore. But I decided I was going to get rid of all those Mad Lib books if they had never been used for the show. So I pulled out that big monstrosity of a pile of Mad Lib books. I posted that photo a few weeks ago. And went through each and every one to figure out if it had been used for the show. And took a picture of them and posted them on a free cycle list. Because that's how I needed to deal with it. So the person who messaged me to say, I'd like to have those books. We had a Facebook friend in common. See, this is all coming back. All coming back here. So the person I gave these books to tonight, we had a Facebook friend in common, and it was the daughter of the jazz dish, Chris Duplace from WAIF, who used to do A Sunday Kind of Love that was on right before Bubbles in the Think Tank for many, many years, maybe even all the way back into some of the Unsanitary Outhouse days. I'm not positive about that, but she definitely subbed for the show that was on there. But I just thought that was very nice that the daughter of the jazz dish was friends with the person who was taking the Mad Lib books. Because Claire, I told this person to tell that daughter, I said, tell her that you just got a bundle of Mad Lib books from Belinda. Just no context. Just say that to her. She'll know exactly what you're talking about. And it will make her laugh. So that's my fabulous, I'm really glad I gave away all those Mad Lib books story. I couldn't have wished for it to go a better way than that. So let us return to the radio obituaries now. We are in the unnamed portion of the Mad Lib thread right now. So this radio obituary is for Padu Del Carabay, the Aruban musician and songwriter who recorded for several decades and wrote the song that became the national anthem for Aruba. He just passed away at 99. It's the radio obituary for Padu Del Carabay right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Now for the radio obituary for Donna Capers. Singer and musician. She was part of the folk duo Hedge and Donna from 1967 through 1973, and they released 6 albums. Then she left and went back to school and left the music business entirely. Donna Capers just passed away at 73. It's the radio obituary for her right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Like some priestess in the wilderness, with your beggar close beside, and your wisdom wrapped up in your arms, and your child your eyes.
Let's move on to the radio obituary for Gershon Kingsley. He was a contemporary German-American composer, pioneer of electronic music and the Moog synthesizer, and he was a partner in the electronic music duo Perry and Kingsley, also founder of the first Moog Quartet and writer of rock-inspired compositions for Jewish religious ceremonies. And perhaps you may know that he's most famous for his 1969 composition, the hit Popcorn. Gershon Kingsley just passed away at 97. I think that our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., is excited about this one. Let's hope so, because it's got a Bubbles in the Think Tank member of the Stable of Stars. It's got a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. It's got it all. The radio obituary for Gershon Kingsley right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, on your freeform radio station it is, WMFO Medford.
Is your castle made of sand? Life goes up and life goes down, and life goes round and round and round. Like the popcorn bouncing high, you can reach out for the sky. You can try and you can lie and you can fly and wonder why. Like the popcorn bouncing low, you can fall down in the snow. You can sigh and you can cry and you can die till you let go. When the sun is shining blue, when the sun is shining blue, take a ride and follow the ride until you're inside my pop popcorn. Life goes up and life goes down, and life goes round and round and round.